two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This special General Conference edition of A Woman's View continues with Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. And my guest this week, my friend Laurel Day is here, president of Deseret Book. And we were just talking about sources of inspiration. And Laurel shared with us so many great ideas for things to read, like the book about Emma Smith. First is the title. I can't wait to read that one, too. I want to ask you about this, Laurel, because this is an issue that affects so many women, particularly women who are my age or even younger. And it's something that I read about in the Wall Street Journal that just fascinated me. And that is, and I'm seeing it myself, that more and more women are deciding to go gray. I remember, you know, I was born in 1964. So my mother got a gray streak down the middle of her head that looked like a skunk. Mm. And she didn't color it for a couple of years because back then coloring was not just a given. Mm-hmm. She eventually did cover it. And then she colored her hair for years and years and years. And then she stopped coloring and it went a beautiful gray and then turned white in her later years. I have not had the courage yet to let, because
I'm
completely gray under here.
Embrace it.
I know. I see that you're not the least bit bothered.
No.
Okay, speak to me on this topic.
So I actually made a conscious decision in 2019, before the pandemic, to stop coloring my hair. My husband is 8 years older than me. He's got gorgeous silver hair. I love it. And I started looking at pictures of us and I'm like, this is not, like, what am I doing? And so then I discovered, I skipped two colors and I discovered that my gray was growing in streaks. So it wasn't happening at my roots. It was like in these streaks. And I thought, well, I just need to see how this plays out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the pandemic hit, right? So then you're just, I mean, we all started to grow our hair out and grow grays. And I have to say, I turned 50 this year, which I'm so proud of. It's been like the most liberating birthday of, I can't say enough about turning. I think everybody should turn 50.
I think 50. The 50s are just a fantastic decade.
I'm trusting that's true just based on
it
how
is.
It's felt this year.
Oh, it just is.
But there's something for me about embracing this. Like, I feel like my hair is a symbol of my wisdom and my learnings and my hard-fought battles. I love it. I don't miss, the only thing I miss is like the shine that you get after a fresh new color. Yeah. But I even worked with my stylist to like find a conditioning treatment that can kind of give me that. But I don't miss it. I have not colored my hair almost for 4 years.
I want to save the money number. You know, that's
a
big thing,
huge
too.
Money
now
saver.
That I'm trying to feed children, the thought of saving all that money. My mother started coloring my hair blonde when it started changing from blonde to brown. I think I was 10.
Oh,
and
wow.
I will have a blonde baby. And
so
and I thought, Mom, you gave me this $50 a month, which is now like $100 a month habit for the rest of my life.
Don't you think it's funny, though, that, and I know people have talked about this, I'm not the first person to say this by any means. I just think it's so funny that men. And age, and it's distinguished.
And it's beautiful.
And it's sexy.
And attractive.
And it's like a sexy.
Sexy.
Yes. I didn't mean to say sexy.
No, but it's true.
But I just think it's so funny. And we will do everything we can to, like, fight the 11s in our forehead and color the gray in our hair. And I'm not willing to do it. And I don't think it's just because I turned 50, though I think that has helped. I just think, no, darn it.
Yeah,
why can't
I'm
we
I'm beautiful
create
as I am.
Yeah, why can't we create the sophistication and the wisdom and the celebration for women? And here's the thing. It's not going to happen until we as women do it, right? Because we're not going to be shown that. We're not going to see that. I just saw Woman King with Viola Davis.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, my.
Is it amazing?
Goodness. And that woman, like, I look at her and I think she's 56, maybe 57.
Mm-hmm.
But she is like a goddess.
She's a goddess.
She's mm-hmm. taking care of herself. And so there are plenty of things I can do to take care of myself, and I need to. Covering my gray will not be one of them.
I am so inspired by you, Laurel, and by some of my coworkers who have made this courageous decision to. I know, as far as courage goes, this is not up there with important courage, except for that for us personally, it is. For me personally, to just be my natural self and not worry about pictures being taken.
But for women in media, I mean, you are in a unique position. Like, you're in a unique industry.
I feel pressure, but right. I don't think anyone cares at the end of the day what color my hair is,
But I do think there have been a lot of messages sent that it looks like it does matter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I even think about this in broadcasting. Like, it's okay to see kind of a plumper man. Right?
Yeah.
In media, you never see a plumper woman.
And I can't,
or rarely.
Can you think of a female news anchor with gray hair?
No.
Me neither.
Even Diane Sawyer.
Like, colors her hair.
She colors her hair.
Uh-huh.
Diane, come on. Oh, Barbara Walters went gray at the tail end of her
very, very end.
Yeah, the very end. But no, I mean, do it,
we
Amanda.
Need that.
Be the leader, Amanda.
Well, I'm not on television, but I would love to see a great.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that story. Remember that story about the anchor in Canada?
Yeah.
Who went gray?
Yes.
And they fired her.
Yes, I just heard that like a few months ago, right?
Yeah, just a few months. They fired her.
It's so funny to me. We are so, I mean, talk about like the unfairness. It's just ridiculous why it is that is seen as something so. It's a representation of wisdom in a man.
Yes.
And it's a representation of old age and has been in a woman. And I just think
we're changing that. Let's change it.
Yeah. Do it.
The time is almost gone. Tell me, you and I worked closely together in Time Out for Women many, many years ago. What's happening with Time Out for Women?
It is the 20th anniversary tour this year, which is astounding. These kinds of event driven brands, just for them to last 20 years is just remarkable.
Amazing.
I actually was just in Cincinnati last weekend with a great group of women there, and there's still clearly just a hunger and a need, maybe even now more than ever, for women to gather and to talk about topics and issues that matter to them and their faith and their families. I think being involved in Time Out for Women, you know, Sherry launched it in 2001. It did an official tour. I think the first tour was 2003, 2002. It's just been one of the privileges of my life.
Me too.
A moment of sitting back at the back of the hall in Cincinnati. The Bonner family was on stage doing their gospel music. And I just looked around and thought, look at what has happened.
Yeah.
And it's been 20 years of really important messages, and you got to be a part of that for a little while.
Oh, Laurel, it was one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah,
truly.
it's a real blessing. I think those opportunities to gather are a real blessing. And so, it's happy 20th anniversary to Time Out
happy,
for Women.
Yes, and for all the good you've done and do. Laurel, the time is gone, and I can't believe
it. So fast, Amanda.
Laurel, I just love you.
I love you.
Thank you for your friendship.
You're such a good soul, and the world needs your light, and thanks for being a voice of just goodness.
And the world needs you and your leadership at Deseret Book, too, Laurel, and your voice. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week on A Woman's View.